Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Craig, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. Good morning.
Yes. We're very excited to talk to you, of course, what's been going on, what's been happening between you and your CyberBacker. Before we go to that, though, how long have you been partnered with Diana, your CyberBacker?
Diana is actually one of three CyberBackers that we have. And I believe we are 2 years.
2 years old. So she was your first CyberBacker, am I right?
Yeah. Yep. Diana was our first, then Rachel, then Lonnie. Yep.
Gosh, now three CyberBackers, whole team of CyberBackers. So before you got to work with CyberBacker, then did you have experience with virtual leverage?
No, I didn't. We did have, or at that point, it was just me. I did have an in-house admin. Who was just our director of operations. She handled everything, transaction coordination, client care coordination. I mean, she did it all. So I did have in-house experience, but no virtual experience. I really didn't want virtual experience, to be honest with you. I had a lot of limits and beliefs around that. But also, obviously, I got to a point where we needed help and I needed to figure something out. And so we went into it, and obviously we've had such a good experience. We've got three of them now.
A whole team of CyberBackers of what we talked about earlier. So I'm quite curious about that. A follow-up question. What pushed you though? What was one factor that really pushed you to say, hey, let me try virtual leverage? It could be huge for the business, for the team.
Yeah. I mean, it came down honestly to economics. We were growing. Crystal, our in-house person, she needed help. And as fast as we were growing, still we're at a pretty low average sales price, which means we're at an average commission is lower than most. And yet we're doing all these transactions and we need to service them at a high level. So the economics of it was very fascinating. I did have multiple friends who had CyberBackers and had a great experience. We did quite a bit of research. We called even other people that we didn't know that we were connected to and asked about their experience. So it kind of gave us some confidence to jump in.
Good. Now going on two strong years with CyberBacker. Now talk to me about those three CyberBackers that you have now. Talk to me, what's it like working with them every day?
Yeah, we love it. I mean, they're as much a part of our team as anyone else that's here. You know, real estate, the days of people coming into the office every day are over in real estate. Mm-hmm. So we communicate through a couple different technologies with our agents the same way we do with our CyberBackers. I mean, they're ingrained in the day-to-day. We talk to them day-to-day. We see them day-to-day. It's no different than as if they were here with us physically.
So no real difference. Just the only, maybe the one small difference is you can't just get coffee with them together. That's it, right?
Yes, for sure. But honestly, this is one of the things I think that has allowed us to be successful with CyberBackers is because that's the environment we've created. I know lots of people that have used CyberBackers and they won't even put the effort on their part to create this environment. And then they say it doesn't work. In reality, it didn't work because they never gave it a chance. They think they're going to hire one and all their problems are going to go away and they don't have to do anything. And that's not reality. That's not even reality for someone in person, much less virtual. So
really reality is you really have to invest your time in your CyberBackers during the beginning of the partnership, right?
Yeah, it's huge in the beginning. They do come to us with training, and yet it's not at the level that we do every single day, but it is at a level to where you can take over and really take it from there. Too many people mess up. They think, well, they've got training, they should know everything. And again, if you just go back to when you first started in real estate, you didn't know everything. You had some basic training going through the coursework, and yet you didn't know the day to day. So for us, we really invested a lot of time in the beginning, even though it sucked because we were already so busy. But that amount of time we invested in them sped up the learning process to where now, when we do meet daily, it's just to do our checklist and our task. It's not so much for training. The ones who mess up are the ones who won't do the training in the beginning. And then they just sprinkle it in. They look up and it takes forever for them to get their person like up to speed. So
now when it comes to training, people that you work with virtually, communication is a big factor to it, right? So how did communication play a role in the partnership that you now have with your cyber backers?
Yeah. Again, I love that question. And just I want to make sure I make a point here. It does not matter if they're virtually or in person. It's the same. You have to communicate with people. It's key. I mean, they're like any other person. Like they want to know what expectations are. They want to know what the goals are. They want to know what the standards are. None of that changes just because they're virtual. They're still human beings. They want to know when they're winning. They want to know when they're losing. Actually, they want to know that more even so than our people here in-house Americans. It's a totally different culture from what I can experience. Like they really want to please me and Crystal, our in-house person. That's not the case here. It's really punch a clock, get your work done, and then you go home. Whereas there's times where we have to tell them to log off their computer. Like it will still be there tomorrow, and I'm fine with that, and that's okay. Like you have to stop working and have a life, and we'll regroup tomorrow and start over. So
I think right there that really strengthens the bond between you and your cyber backers, because you think of them as like part of the team, part of the family, right? Because
100%.
Because other business owners would just treat them like there's some kind of robot, throw tasks to them.
Yes. That's it. Yeah, that's not. I mean, that's such a poor strategy. And yet that's what most people do. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just because they're not here in person doesn't mean they're not still humans and they think the same way we think and they have the same problems. They have life problems just like I do. But when you have this relationship with them and you talk to them daily and communicate, they want to fight through all that, just like anyone else would, compared to just giving up and going on their way because they don't feel valued and they don't feel appreciated. So it goes back to communication, it goes back to training, and it goes back to you, the cyberbacker client, putting forth the effort to create all that. Absolutely. Otherwise, it won't work with cyberbacker, and it won't work with an in-house person either.
Absolutely agree with you there, 100%. Now, you also mentioned earlier about expectations. I think that is also a key factor in this partnership. I think during the beginning, you really have to set proper expectations for your cyberbacker so that they know what they need to do to get to that expectation. Right.
Yeah. So that's key. And also, if you do all this other stuff we talk about, you can change those expectations over time and they're not caught off guard and they're willing to change with you because our market has slowed. It has changed. The job description we initially had and the task and duties we initially had are no longer exactly what they are today because the market shifted on us. And so as that happens, we went to our girls and said, hey, this is a different climate than you signed up for. I get that. And yet here are the new tasks, expectations. Are you willing to do that? Well, of course they are, because they're all bought in at that point. And they're not caught off guard with having to learn a new skill.
When you have a perfect team of cyberbackers right there backing you up in the business. So with working with all three cyberbackers, then what's been the biggest win or the biggest victory in this virtual leverage piece in your business?
Two things. One for Crystal, our in-house operations director. This gave her some time back. Mm-hmm. And as the leader of the business and the team, I'm always trying to add value to every team member. One of the ways you can add value and not have to write a check or spend money is time. And so she got time back. And she also, because she got time back, has less stress. So it was a win for her. For me, that allows me to be less stressed because I have less problems coming across my plate. And then the third piece is the agents. I mean, they literally don't have to do the tasks they don't want to do. They can just focus on their highest and best use and know that we still have to get all these tasks done and they're getting done at a high level.
Imagine just 2 years working together already, a big impact from your cyberbackers into the business. Imagine what you guys can do, let's say, in another 2 years. That's the exciting part, right?
You bet. When we first started this, we did 90 transactions. This year, we're already at 140 transactions. We're going to do probably 180. I mean, we'll have doubled our business in 2 years.
Huge jump, huge growth right there. Now, we've been talking about your three cyberbackers for a while now in this interview. Would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end today, Craig?
Oh, you bet. Diana, Lonnie, Rachel. I mean, just so grateful for you girls. So grateful, one, for just our personal relationships we've developed, but also from a professional standpoint. You girls make us tick. In this environment, it's tough, and I'm not sure what we would do without you guys. So very much appreciative to them and to Cyberbacker in general. It's been a game changer for us.
There you go. Now, we are very, very excited to see the continued growth and success of this partnership. And of course, Craig, thank you very much for coming back to the show today.
You bet. Look forward to doing it in 2 more years and see where we're at.
Perfect, perfect. I'll see you soon. All right, Craig?
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website, www.cyberbacker.com, and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.